Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Here we are in mid-August, and I know you're getting ready to...
the wedding is coming
wedding
quickly.
Wedding is coming up, and we're all set to come out.
We're looking forward to that. Yeah, so today's August 14th. We will officially be 11 days away. The countdown is on.
Yeah, exciting. It's always exciting. We always say, by the way, because we help people a lot with marriages, et cetera, and weddings, it can be stressful because there's so much to do. And, you know, the bride and groom themselves can get stressed out. And the parents particularly can get stressed out because they want it to go what they would call it perfectly. I want everything to go perfectly. And usually it doesn't.
And those are the stories you tell later. Yeah, those are always the funny stories, right?
So, you know, as we've talked about abiding, and we're doing this little primer on abiding to kind of re-engage people into how do I make this personal and actually live it out. One of the things is joy. In the abiding, and we say the same thing about marriages and weddings, is as you go through that week, and particularly the day of, just look at it as, are we enjoying what we're doing here? And don't let, you know, because family dynamics can be problem sometimes. People are complaining, things don't work, you know, something's supposed to show up and it doesn't.
Right.
But just enjoy everything, you know, and let it go, because it's going to be a moment, and make sure you enjoy the moment, and then let it be a great memory. We understood this when our son Peter and his wife Shara got married. Had the wedding at our country club, and at that time, they didn't have any permanent structures. They had a big patio, so they would put up a tent so that we could have our wedding in that. And so, but it was in August. Generally, the storms would come about 1:30. And so we kind of planned for that and said, okay, there'll be a storm.
It's normal for Colorado to have an afternoon thunder shower and then be done.
Yeah, and it's just quick and over with, and everything's fine and sunny. So we planned it for 4:00. So we literally, they come in from the club and they walk down the path and everybody's already there. And literally the moment they walk through the Peter, her dad was walking her and Peter's up front with me. She walks through the door of the tent. And a gigantic thunderstorm starts.
Oh, no.
it was one of those ones where lightning is striking 50 feet away.
Oh, no.
And it's blast, 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 blast. You couldn't hear nothing.
Oh, no.
At all, you know. And so they get in, and it starts pouring rain and lightning and thunder right when the wedding starts.
Right.
And so it's like, okay, we could get stressed out. We could be upset. You know, it's like, no, just keep it going, you know. And so basically, because of the thunder and the lightning, people are afraid, by the way.
I bet.
And glasses are being...
They're outside and wondering if they should be in.
and there's glasses on the table and they're getting blown over, you know. And it was basically Peter... and Shara and me were the only ones that could hear.
Oh, no.
But we just did the wedding, you know, and we kept it going. And it's still going on. And we, you know, we get through the vows and all that. And then we're supposed to have a special music from a singer.
Right.
And but it's it's so loud, nobody can hear. So Linda's in the front row. And Lucy Ricardo yells at me, skip the song.
the voice of wisdom shouts out.
Just skip the song. You know, don't worry about, okay, all right. You know, and so we finished it. It was, you know, it was difficult, you know, and it wasn't what we thought. Right. But we enjoyed it. And interesting enough, Peter and Cher, when they talk about their wedding, that's what they talk about.
Oh, that's awesome.
Is, you know, hey, God started our marriage with a, you know, a big...
With a bang.
With a big light show.
That's awesome.
So it was pretty cool. So, you know, if you have, as you, I know you will, but we encourage people that as you look at stuff like this is, you know, when you're particularly having family gatherings and special things, you know, don't let things bother you, but rather always enjoy, okay, the moment. Mm-hmm. It's just for a moment. And the things that happen, don't let it bother you. So
right.
We're actually going to talk about this as an example. We've talked about abiding is to be receiving, chewing, meditating, processing, becoming personal, and staying with it until it's personally experienced.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the issues that we're going to talk about, which is universal, is how do we handle people that hurt us, come against us, cause us conflict, cross the line of justice, and what they're doing isn't right, and it's impacting me, and how do I handle such people that probably don't have much of an interest in reconciling to truth, mm-hmm. but rather just maintaining their hard position and causing me difficulty? And what do I do with that? Because it bothers me.
Right.
And I can't let it go. Let's explore that. We're going to take these verses and we're going to practice how do we personalize this. So the premise is I have people in my life that I have some real anger about and they've hurt me or crossed the line of justice. What do I do with it?
Mm-hmm.
And God says, okay, let's go abide in this and I'll show you. Now, by the way, generally speaking, the church has told us, just accept it.
Mm.
You should take the higher ground and, they're hurting you, but, don't let it bother you and try to accept it. And you just continue to, basically put up with it. Intellectually we can say, yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. I'll try to do that, and isn't that holy? But your heart will not let you do that.
Right.
And that's why people are burdened, because I'm trying to, but it bothers me. I'm mm-hmm. trying to, but I'm bothered by it. How come they're getting by with it, and I'm the one suffering when they're the one, I'm the one being hurt? Mm-hmm. And your heart is saying, yeah, because there's a different truth to this that you got to process, and I'll resolve it for you if you have a heart to go. So it's a universal problem. We're going to practice it. And the premise is I've got people in my life that have hurt me, could be all my life, could be continually. I've got people in my past that hurt me, and I've got a whole list of people that I'm frustrated with. Mm-hmm. What do I do with it? Okay, well, let's start with, and this is what I would tell people, let's go to these verses, Ephesians 4, 25 to 32.
Sure. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give to him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as Christ, as God in Christ forgave you.
Okay. The first thing that you would do is write out that entire section of verses longhand,
mm-hmm.
And write everything out. There's a And by the way, there's recent studies, and actually I'll try to pull it out and alert everybody to where you can get it. But it says if you keep writing things out longhand, it enhances your ability to process it.
Mm-hmm.
If you just read it, you're super limited.
Right.
Or if you copy it from one computer into a next, or you just put it in your a journal electronically, it doesn't do much for you. So number one is write out the verse longhand.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is start to write down what it just says. And, mm-hmm. and at the beginning of it, it's not evaluating what it says. It's not even processing what it says. It's just I've got to write things down so I can begin to understand it.
Right.
So he says, and so you go through this verse, and you start to look at various things. It says that, well, I'm supposed to speak the truth. Okay, so I'm going to write that down. I'm supposed to speak the truth. It says, be angry. Mm-hmm. And do not sin. Okay, so it's okay to be angry, but I'm not supposed to sin. He said, don't let the devil get a foothold. Write that down. It says, don't let any unwholesome talk come out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Thereby grieving the Holy Spirit. I'm not supposed to grieve the Holy Spirit. I got to let bitterness, wrath, and deep anger be put away. And then I got to forgive others as Christ forgave me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you write all that down. Now you've written the verse out. You've written down just statements that are made in those verses.
Right.
Which could be about God himself,
mm-hmm.
or a promise he makes, or an instruction of here's what I want you to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, these verses are mostly instruction.
Right.
It's, okay, I'm going to set up things, and I'm going to have you list them down. Okay, so then you write them down. Okay, so he says, I speak the truth. And now you go back and you start to react to it and process it. So speak the truth. Generally speaking, what you would write is, I don't know exactly what this means.
Mm.
Speak the truth, and what does that mean? And to my neighbor, and is that to the person I'm having conflict with? And
mm-hmm.
you know, what do I do with that? So you would just say, I'm not sure what I do with that. What does that mean? I'm not sure. Okay, the next one. Be angry and do not sin. So it's seeing, and this is what you're, remember, you're writing this down, talking to God while you're writing it down. It seems like then it's okay that I'm angry about this,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not supposed to let it go to sin. I wonder what that means.
Mm.
Okay. But you do recognize, because he says, you know, anger is not sin all by itself.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that. Okay. Don't let any unwholesome talk out of your mouth. Well, do I do that? Yeah, I kind of do.
mm-hmm.
I talk a lot about this. I complain a lot about this. I tell other people about it. I know it's not very wholesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder how, what that's going to look like, you know, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Is it possible to grieve the Holy Spirit? I wonder what that means, you know?
Right.
Let anger and bitterness and wrath, you know, be put aside. I'm trying to do that. I know mm-hmm. the church has told me I should put up with it, but I just can't let it go. It's really bothering me. And I know I'm supposed to, but I can't. And then forgive them as Christ forgave me. Well, I don't even know what that means. And secondly, if I forgive them, aren't they going to keep hurting me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now you've written down what's true, and you've started to react to those verses.
Mm-hmm. With honesty and authenticity.
Yeah, because
right?
Remember, I'm going to guide you into truth, and you start writing, well, where am I
mm-hmm.
in relationship to these statements? And the key is, don't censor anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just you and God. This is your journal. This is your time with God. Now, you could share that with your spouse or your friend, and Linda would do that with me. Sometimes she might not say something because I don't even want to talk about it yet. Okay. But she's talked about it with God.
Mm-hmm.
So it's authentic, no censoring, and it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Speak the truth. I don't even know what that looks like. Right. Put away bitterness and wrath. I can't let it go. It's really bothering me. Okay. That's truth. Write it down.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, we're starting to show you know, how this looks as you personalize it, as opposed to, and this is what I've received from people who sent me this stuff. They wrote the verse out and they wrote down, I'm supposed to make sure I never have any unwholesome talk. I have to forgive everybody. And I got to try not to sin while I'm angry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they wrote. Why? Because they wrote what they should do. And they interpreted it as law, as opposed to, I got to start processing this truth relative to where I'm at.
Right.
And you write it down. Okay, now let's go to Psalm 33, and then we're going to come back to this one as well.
Can I back up real quick in what you just said? You've got to process it relative to where you're at. For there are times also when we need to take that scripture, and part of the processing point is simply asking God to show you where you're at. Because I think sometimes we deceive ourselves and don't even recognize that we're not where we think we're at. You know, and so asking him to reveal our heart to us so that we can interact honestly with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, for example, and I love what you're saying there, is that if we're abiding, remember, it's in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're talking about right now working the word, which is a critical piece of it, but it's not the only piece of it.
Right.
It's the life of God as you begin to say, I think I'm released from this, and I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm willing for you to show me. Okay, so
right.
So in the next day or two, or you may wake up, or somebody may say the word, or that person talks to you or crosses your path, and you notice you have a really hard reaction to it.
Mm-hmm.
And God is saying, well, you think you're there, but because you're abiding with me and my Holy Spirit is going to say, do you see that you have a hard heart about this, or that you're burdened by this? It's not a judgment. It's just, let me show you.
It's a revelation of heart.
It's a revelation of truth. And I need to, because the worst thing you can say is I'm good with this, but you're not.
Right.
And God says, let me show you that. And if you're abiding, you're welcoming that input.
Yes.
I see it. Because Holy Spirit, do you see? And that's how it works. Okay, let's go to Psalm. Go ahead.
Just before we do that, I'm going to read. There is a prayer that I had heard before, Jimmy Seibert, and it's something that I like to post in my prayer closet and just remind myself as I'm starting my time with Jesus in the morning. And it is, Lord, you have full permission today to expose anything in my heart that's outside of your rule and reign, that I might submit it to you.
Yep.
And I think just that invitation of, okay, God, I'm putting my heart out here. I need you to show me. I'm giving you permission. I'm submitting it to you. You know, show me what's not in alignment with you. And that's a sweet prayer, I think.
Yeah. And you can actually get the truth of that in Psalm 51. That's what David prayed, is show me if there's anything within me that isn't of you, I would like to know that. I think that's a great prayer. Okay. So we're going to keep building on this. So let's go to Psalm 33, 1-12.
Sure. It says, rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise from the upright is beautiful. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make melody to him with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap, and he lays up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of peoples no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance.
Yeah. So, again, you'd write out the verses longhand. And by the way, you know, if you're spending, you know, 20, 30 minutes a day, every day on this very thing, you might spend the first 10, 15 minutes just writing the verse out. That's okay. You know, spend your 20, 30 minutes. So this is a piece of it. So don't skip it.
Right.
Because, well, I got to get to the good stuff. Well, no, this is the good stuff. So you write it out. And it says that, and again, you go back through then, what does it say? And it says, well, I'm to praise God. And sing melody to him. So he said, my role is to praise God, sing melody. He says, the word of the Lord is right, and all of his work is done in truth. So you write that down. All of his work is done in truth. God loves righteousness and judgment, justice, and the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. So God really cares about righteousness and justice because he said so. And then he says, when God speaks, he commands, it happens. And then he says, the Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing that makes the plans of the people of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. So you would write that down. Because remember, it's in the context of people are opposing you.
That's right.
And they have plans against you. And God says, well, I can make that nothing. So you go back through it, you write down these simple truths. And by the way, it's not every verse. It's just things that hit you and are important. God said, this is true. In this case, remember the last time it was mostly instruction. In this case, it's mostly about God's, what he says is true. I love righteousness. I love justice.
Right.
I will make these plans that are against you of no effect. Their counsel means nothing.
This speaks to God's character, right?
This speaks
and
to
who
God's,
he is.
God's character. So I'm writing those down, and you write those down. Then you go back over it. Remember this. Remember trying to teach you this. Write the words down longhand. Write what it says, just simple statements. That's it. Now go back through it and say, okay, where do I stand on these things? Am I regularly praising God? Not really. I'm kind of upset. I don't praise God much at all. I think this is baloney. Okay, write it down. I don't do that very well. Okay, let's look at what it says about God. He says that his word is right. He loves everything done in truth, and he loves righteousness and justice. Do I believe that? Yeah, not really. It seems like injustice wins the day, and I'm the one getting harmed by it, and it doesn't seem like truth matters. Okay, write that down. It says that he brings the counsel of the people that are against me to nothing, and their plans are of no effect. Well, I don't believe that at all.
Because I'm feeling the effect.
Because they're in power, and they're winning the game. And so that doesn't even seem to be true to me. And then, you know, he says his counsel will stand forever. I need to receive that counsel. I would like that to stand. What is this counsel? Okay. So you've gone through it. You went through Ephesians 4 and put some truth down about where are you with it. You go through this and you say that God loves justice. Okay. So God's going to develop justice, yes. Okay, now, and this is where you need some assistance, and this is where we're trying to help you, is you go back and you start now just with these two sets of verses, and you would start to now get very specific about you. Mm-hmm. And here's what I'm trying to say is generally, even at this point, your abiding is a little bit what I call general. Mm-hmm. It says this about God, and I have said where I'm at about this, but I haven't really gone into the specifics of what I'm facing today.
Right.
I know what I'm facing, but I haven't gotten into it. Okay, so now what you would do is I'm angry, and I got to start processing that anger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well then what you would do is write down every person that you're angry about.
Mm.
And it could be right now, maybe it's one or two people. I've had people where they had, you know, 20, 30 people that they've been carrying this for a long time.
Right.
And they're angry and angry at all these people. And okay, write them all down. I said, so what are you angry? Who are you angry about? And then write what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they being unjust to you? Because see, what, and this is why we start to understand this, is that if I carry the Holy Spirit within me, I carry his sense of justice.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's his nature. And when somebody crosses that line of justice and comes against me, it's going to bother me, and my reaction is going to be anger. And God says, mm-hmm. exactly.
Right.
That's the way it's supposed to work. And so let's get to that. So what you do is you start to personalize it here. And, okay, what exactly is the situation you're facing? And you get into great detail now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who the persons are, and then why? What happened they came against me, that I can look at it and say, I can see now why I have this reaction, because it wasn't just,
mm-hmm.
And write it out. So it's the people that happened, and then what is the injustice that happened that I'm angry about?
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm starting to personalize it because I have to resolve this, see?
Right.
It can't be resolved generically, or it can't be resignation. I guess I should just put up with all this. And God said, well, you're going to stay angry, and you're going to be burdened by this if you don't let me release it.
Yeah, his heart wants us to go to forgiveness, and he wants to bring resolution.
Yeah, and as you receive the words, you begin to recognize is that, okay, anger isn't sin. Injustice is why I'm angry, and God doesn't like injustice. So mm-hmm. I got to learn what to do with this. And the key is write everything down. Here's the person, and here's what they did mm-hmm. that caused me injustice. Okay, so we're gonna pick this up next week, and we're just going to keep going with this. But as you're practicing it, right now, think of three things to start doing with your abiding. Write the verse out longhand.
Mm-hmm.
Write down the statements of those verses, and they can be instruction. They could be about God. They could be if-then statements. Just what are they?
Mm-hmm.
Go back and say, "How do I? Where am I with these statements?"
Mm.
And then, now with that, describe in great detail what is going on in my life circumstantially with the situation. In this case, it's about unforgiveness and mm-hmm. conflict. We'll start writing down everybody that you have conflict with and what are you angry about and what happened. And it's now got to become very specific to me.
Mm.
That's how God's going to resolve it. So then we'll pick it up and see what to do. But you can practice that right now.
Yeah.
And get that going. And you'll start to see, in a way, you'll start to see why there's life to that, because you'll recognize God encouraging you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And again, just encourage you as you go into this process to just be prayerfully humble before him and asking him to reveal and to speak to your heart,
yeah.
you know, and allowing the Spirit time and space to do his work.
Amen.
Right.
Amen to that. Yep. Well, Father, we thank you for these beautiful truths as we're dealing, particularly in a universal thing of anger and conflict and people opposing us and injustice. It's a big deal. And you want us to learn what it means to have you resolve it. And it starts with receiving your words, beginning to process those words, and at least laying down the truth of how we are positioned about it, and then specifically what's going on with us. And you're going to show us what abiding really looks like, and we thank you for that in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Rich, and thank you for joining us, everyone. If you have questions, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep, we'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.